This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. With the word this week that the West Antarctic ice sheet has irretrievably begun to collapse, climate change is in the news, and it is shaping up to be really expensive with no clear idea of who is going to pick up the tab. That is the subject at issue in a lawsuit filed not too long ago by Farmers Insurance against the city of Chicago and its suburbs. The company, the insurance company, wants those cities to pay for damage that homeowners suffered from recent flooding, with an argument that goes something like this. You guys knew climate change was going to mean bigger storms and more floods, and your, wait for it, infrastructure should have been ready. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Dan Weissman has the story.
A big two-day storm hit the Chicago area about a year ago. Sewers backed up into hundreds of homes. Some people had to evacuate. Cleanup was a nightmare. And the insurance company is saying here that climate change shouldn't be its problem. Andrew Logan looks at the insurance industry for Sirius.
You know, I think what the insurers are saying is, you know, we are in the business of covering unforeseen risks, things that are basically accidents. But we're now at a point with the science where climate change is now a foreseeable risk.
Legal experts say this particular set of claims is an uphill battle. Environmental lawyer James Bruin says some very strong legal doctrines protect governments in these kinds of cases.
They can say, you can't second guess us on that. We have to make a decision politically on where to put our services. And just because you don't have as many services as you like is not a basis to sue us. Sorry.
So why bother filing this kind of suit?
It's the lottery. It's the lottery.
In other words, the cost of the ticket, filing the suit, is nothing compared to the potential payout, getting off the hook for climate-related liabilities. That's one reason Michael Girard says he's been waiting to see a lawsuit like this for a long time. He runs the Center for Climate Change Law at Columbia University.
There will be many such lawsuits, some against government entities, some against private parties. Often there will be insurance companies in the mix, and we'll see who pays what.
He says one possible outcome? Insurance companies will avoid paying by rewriting policies to exclude climate-related incidents. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.